Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks, work.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Doing stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Hello everybody, this is Ashalon with the State of the Kingdom Gameplay Discussion Show, where, yet again, I apparently know absolutely nothing about this game. But, oh well. So here's how this works. I answer your questions. It's just like Jake and Scully, or Zeno and Riff, or, you know, Nama's relationship show, and Nama and Phoenix. So you send in your questions by blue messaging teacher's assistant, and that is player number 1005959, and I can read them through the magic of coding. So, and I'm about to sneeze, which is bad, so I'm going to try to, oh, hold on. Okay, I feel much better. I'm not being emo, I'm being sarcastic. There's a difference. I feel so left out. But anyway, teacher's assistant, 1005959, please feel free to blue message those questions. And yes, I will be answering those questions on Radio KOL, as the first question I was asked was. So, bring back the cocky fuck I know and love. The sarcasm is up and rolling this week. So, that's just the way it is. Alright, so I'm going to play a couple of three songs, let you guys load in some questions so I have something to talk about. We will, of course, as always, start off the show with a quick summary of what all the new stuff has shown up since the last Tuesday update, and we will then dive into your gameplay questions and hopefully make your gameplay a bit better. That's usually the whole goal here. So, you're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Alright, we'll do some discussions here. Tuesday, big chunk of stuff on Tuesday. Buttloads and buttloads of new weapons. With new weapons. First off, you've got the new noodle weapons. So you've got, what do they call them? The starchy crossbow, the starchy sword, and the starchy staff. And then you can take the starchy weapons and you can mix them with spices or poutine or cottage cheese and get more weapons that add stench damage, leech damage, or D-levels to monsters upon hit. Pretty cool. Then, they went and put in a Tier 2 on the new packing material weapons, so your cardboard and bubble wrap and styrofoam weapons. Now, if you merge it with them, with off your basic meat stuff, then you get all sorts of stuff. So you've got your basic cardboard or your basic ore with your basic meat weapon, and then you merge it with a second item. And these items are all over the place: hot powder, pine tar, Citadel burgers, baseball, soda and biscuits, coal powders, balloons, bling, all sorts of stuff. And you've got some that give damage, you've got some that give melee damage, you've got some that give elemental damage, some that regenerates magic points, some that increases monster levels, one for plus initiative, and one for plus item drops. And then beyond that, we had the flare gun, which comes from the pirates, and then the thing which started World War III, and that would be the ever-popular roofie pill, which eventually became a shingle of the roof. And my personal feel on it, it kind of hit a sore subject. I can understand where people got upset with it. Was changed and people still bitched. Which is why I very much just ducked and covered and didn't say a damn word when that was all going on. And then I think there's possibly some other new drops on the island. There's some confusion on that one. And then you have expanded meat versions of the dripping meat weapons. You can blend them with, say, things like forest tears and some other stuff. And so you've got now a plethora of specialized weapons. If you spend the extra turn or three to get extra weapons that might give meat drops, item drops, elemental damage. I mean, you can pretty much at this point make a relatively basic type weapon to do something. And I think the message here is clear. Start thinking about modifying your damage sets. Okay? We got the first shot across the bow with the knob shaft. That, look, here's monsters that if you hit them with melee or spooky damage, guess what? Nothing. Okay? Not going to kill them. Well, obviously that's like 1 point, but you'd run out of turns before you could kill the monster. I think the message has got to be clear. You've got to start realizing that now you need to go after some of these other secondary items so you can make a weapon from these basic ones that allow you to deal with monsters that are going to have different issues. You have to hit them with, the flaming troll should be hit by, cold and whatever the other elemental piece that killed it. And, flame should, bounce off of it at all. Hot damage. That's what I'm saying, is that you've got, when NS-13 comes out, you're going to see a lot of areas that are going to require you to basically change your weapons. You can't just go through now with two icicles and just and slaughter everything now in the traditional speedrun. You're going to have to do a little bit different, either by gaining spells. Now, if you have spells as extra skills, then that's going to really negate a lot of things and may make a lot of these spells much, much more important in the long run, which makes me happy, because then you have a situation where a mage is now a viable speed type run, which makes me happy. But that's all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. So, yes. And if you do have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant for number 100-5959. But that is this whole update, except for the roofie. We're going to ignore the roofie for a while. Except for that, all of these weapons are basically increasing the usage of smaller things and making items that are not in areas that you normally would go after important now for the future. It's coming. Start thinking about it. As for the Maul's wobble on how these weapons are coming out, it's going to balance. Give it time. If you see something that's high, sure, go ahead and make a few of them. See if you can make some meat off of them. If not, you know, oh well, I'm not going to go tell you, go after this weapon, go after that weapon. Do your own research. And we have the Comic Chameleon Egg, which is funny, which is kind of like a Doppelshifter, but now it's controlled. You can actually give it the item, so now we have a familiar equipment item sync. So those of you who have rare familiars that can spend the time to go get familiar equipment in the mall, you can make a nice little killing on them. Just a thought. So, yeah, pretty soon Ash is going to be doing all sorts of, you know, fun and games with his Dark Jill. Because, you know, that's fun. But, anyway, I digress. So basically what we have now is it's a situation where we have an item sync. And, you know, Pulverize was a nice weapon sync, and now we're having a familiar equipment weapon sync. So that's pretty cool. And so, it's getting pretty nifty. I believe that's all the dramatically new and important things that have come out. Various contests going on. I've got an art contest with Lilith and a bump contest. If you're interested, check the appropriate forums. And other than that, the game rolls on. Tuesday update holds some interesting fun and excitement in store. So let's get to the question, shall we? Again, if you have a gameplay question, we would like some type of device or suggestion, you can send that to Teacher's Assistant. If that's a problem, you can just go by the player ID number, 1005959. All right. Answering on Radio KOL. Yes, I am. Bahu asks, what do you do about booze early in a run before getting access to the island? Well, if it's softcore, I'll pull them. If it's hardcore, you do have access to booze in Menagerie Level 3 to the booze giants. You do have access to some booze in the frat house. The taverns, because that's what you're asking about, the taverns. You do have access to booze in the Barrel Full of Barrels. You do have access to booze through the microbrewery. So it really depends on what level you are and what sign you took. I mean, obviously, if you're not a Moxie sign, you don't have access to the microbrewery. But most of the time, because level 5 is relatively easy to get, and if you have LTS Synergy set up with maybe Tenacity or just Symphony of Destruction as a buff on, you can handle the booze giants fairly well. And that seems to be one of the easier early ways to get booze. Now your fruit, you know, come from Menagerie level 1 most of the time. So there you go. That would be my suggestion. Let's see here. Chibi Knight asks, aside from high mains, what do you recommend for speed runs? I just use X high main based on my class. Muscle, mysticality, moxie, etc. Food-wise, yes. You have some who go with the spectral pickle food items. But pretty much high main tends to be the standard food item at this point. Because you can have four of them if you're teetotaling, and that's pretty good. And otherwise, you know, you have three, and that's not so good. For drinks, if you're pulling them, TPS drinks are good. If you're not pulling them and you're making them, you would go with superhuman cocktail crafting drinks. Of course, if you don't have access to TPSs, then go with your superhuman cocktail crafting. Mwah. And then add on your ever-popular spleen hits. Melon Muncher, question then. I was looking at the list Mr. Bill has formed of skill importance. What are your top 10 skills to get first, Ashlyn? Well, you know, those of you who have read the thread, yes, I have a slightly different view than the pure speedrunners. And that's fine. But I know, and just based on the questions that I get from everybody who listens, speedrunning is not the end-all. So, I really kind of go for a hybrid. And as C.B. Moyer said, yes, there are going to be some tweaks to the hybrid, basically what you emphasize. But from what I've seen most of the time, a hybrid speedrunner who can go softcore, hardcore, irrelevant, focuses really not on meat drops, but more on getting items done and getting levels, being level time down without going absolutely insane on monster levels and every stat point. So what do I think is important? Pasta mastery, advanced sauce crafting. For food. Gives you reagent foods on your own for hardcore, gives you two of the three necessary items to basically make basic stuff. Mad looting skills, Mosh's Madrigal, gives you a nice default passive item drop, gives you a nice buffing moxie boost early on. Now eventually that skill is going to drop off and it's not going to be as important, that's fine. After that, I focus on sympathy, empathy, leash. No questions. Okay? So that gives me 7. The next 3 after that, I'm going to focus on springy fusilli to give me a shot of initiative bonus. I'm going to focus on eye of the stoat and lunging thrust mac, because that now gives me a good attack ability. Once I have those basics down, what I see that I've done is I built myself to be self-sufficient with food, I buff my familiars as best as I can, and I now have a situation where I have a little bit of an item drop boost, and I now have an attack mode. After that point, I'm going to start expanding. I'm going to do damage increasers, I'm going to do other passive drop buffs, I'm going to do any other passive meat or initiative skills, and those passives add up. So that's what I look as for a hybrid set. And if you look at the top 12 softcore and top 12 hardcore, most of what I'm saying is on one of the two lists. Okay? I'm not saying that those lists are bad. I'm just saying that there are other ways to play than speed runs. And I'm not saying making an absolute farmer character. I mean, that has a very distinct set of skills that you go after. And I'm not saying making a meat hoarder character. I'm saying the majority of the players who have 10 to 15 ascensions and they want to kind of get it down, they're going to dabble in hardcore a little bit to get some gear, they're going to dabble in softcore a little bit to get some trophies. I mean, that's what I'm kind of trying to talk with here. So that's what all I'm saying on that. And I'm not saying that people are basically, you know, and I feel some people will try to shoot me down because I'm going, oh my god, speedcore sucks, which is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that not everyone plays that way. But yet, that's what everybody focuses on. And so you have a lot of players who are looking for advice, but aren't looking for extreme speed runs. Which, if you look at the softcore set, it is set up completely for a softcore speed run. All monster level increasers, all familiar increasers, all stat point increasers. Bam, right there. And I'm like, oh. So, moving on. Hi, Rickett. I have actually been accused of you know, saying one thing, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there needs to be some emphasis and some exploration on other styles of playing. I mean, you know, I've talked with Lilith on this. She's like, dude, Hearts have a completely different method of playing the game than even what you're talking about. Because they're getting stuff for other people. Because they like getting gifts. to people. And I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, there are other ways of playing, you know, that I don't talk about, but people do. And so, you know, there you go. So, you know, topic for discussion. If you've got a style of play that I don't talk about, share it. You know, let's see how people play this game, because I'm really curious. You know, I'm really curious to see kind of what all game styles you focus on. Are you focusing on meat games or item games or pace ascensions or how are you playing this game? All right, so that's my question. Throw me some info here. Throw me some info. Let's see how it goes. All right, let's see here. The Yoda with the E is a 3, so the 3 Yoda. I am ascending for the first time as a turtle tamer. I want to sometime in the future to start speed runs, or at least speedy runs. What skills should I start collecting as permanent to do so? All right, softcore. If you're not planning on going into hardcore, your familiar skills are going to be important, especially with a stat-boosting familiar. Any skill that increases stat gain, Eye of the Stoat, Lunging Thrust Mac, some damage increaser abilities, items that help your item drops. Because with softcore, the way to a proper speed run, okay, so if you're looking at these speed runs that are on the leaderboard, they are focusing on two things. Extreme high monster levels, because monster level determines how many stat points you get from killing something, and also efficiency per adventure. So they have the ability to get mana through stasis, through auto-selling certain items, either or, and there's some who believe in both ways, that's fine, and focusing on, I don't talk very much about speed hardcore, because no one ever asked me, Rickett, you know, that's the thing, honestly, Rickett, I talk about what people ask about, but for hardcore, anything that doesn't cost MPs, true. You know, but for your softcore runs, you want to focus on increasing your monster level and being able to kill it with one shot or two. Okay, now the or two could then go into or more if you then tack on the stasis package. Okay, so there you go. But basically, you know, for a first few sets, you know, as a turtle tamer, if you, you know, I'm really looking at your question here, first time as a turtle tamer, you definitely need to pick up Amphibian Sympathy and Empathy of the Nude. Hands down. Alright. Bahu, early favorites among the new craftables. I honestly am kind of waiting to see, you know, the monster level weapon, the Styroform, the Squeaky Staff. It's okay, but there are other weapons that have better monster levels, so that's kind of a you have the Wiffle Flail for combat initiative. Again, though, you have weapons that will give you high-end monster level, the Icicle, and other items, so that may not be as important. For your item farmers, the Bubble Bobble Bow is good, assuming you already don't have Ducks on a String. You know, so again, none of them, you know, and then you have a lot of these, you know, elemental damage. You do have the Sword of Static, which does give you back magic points, which is cool. Now, that being said, I'm not seeing anything dramatically that says, oh my god, drop this old item and use this one sufficiently, because I don't think that these were built to do that. These were built to be early level adjusters and helper, because what this tells me is that more than likely there's going to be, you know, I'm looking at where these things you're getting them from. You know, The Mucilant Machete. It has forest tears. Where does forest tears come from? Come from... What the hell? Wow, thunder. You know, it comes from the Canadia. I'm looking at, you know, baseballs. I'm looking at razor-sharp can lids. Glistening staff involves sleeve powder. So, assuming that you have pulverized and you can get this stuff, some of the powders, okay, as on a meat engine, we're looking at things most of the way that you can gain approximately level 5, level 6, level 7, okay? So what does this tell me? It tells me that by level 7, they're expecting you to be able to go get items such that you can go to a level 8 or 9 situation and go kill something. So what I'm looking at these new items as are precursor items to an expanded level 8 or level 9. Levels. Because really by the time you get to level 10, there are all sorts of high-end items. But I'm saying these items here are going to be kind of your precursor weapons until you get to those high-end, you know, fun and game stuff. So that's what I'm looking. And Hobo 386 says, you know, Mucilant Machete tends to be the best meat farming weapon. I'm trying to think. I don't think there is a meat farming weapon besides that. Let me go look at my dressing for success. I love this page. It's just a nice page. It's in the wiki. Meat drops. Let's see here. Weapon. No, they're saying that now it is better than the Penguin Whip, which was only 3%. So, yeah. I would have to say that really, that would be the only one that's really has kind of established itself as a brand new type item. You can get, you know, the duck on string is 5%, so it's kind of a wash there. That one. Alright. Next question. It served me. I speed the naughty sorceress in hardcore and as a seal clubber. Since I already have LTS in Eye of the Stoat, should I take Thrustmack, a claw slash hide, or wait one day and take dual wield? That is a good question. Thrustmack is a good skill, especially when you are going into those faster speed day runs, a 2-day or a 3-day, and you're trying to conserve your mana points before you set up a stasis type situation. That being said, it's not a primary need to have immediately skill. Because while you're getting to that point, you're going to have more times to have more pulls, therefore you'll be okay. Claws, however, oh, big help. Big help. Big help. So, get claws or get dual wield if you have, like, icicles. If you have icicles, dual wield's the bomb. If you don't have icicles, dual wield can wait until you've actually got two appropriately decently good weapons, because your claws are going to help your single weapon launching Thrustmack because they're plus melee damage. Son of Beckett. Any way to relieve the dire anger of a hardcore run while earning a certain trophy? Erp. Well, let's see here. If, you know, hopefully you're doing this as a Moxie class. Otherwise, it's going to be more upsetting to you because of the nature of the drops. Webs tend to drop sometimes twice. Also, you want to increase your monster combat so you get more combats. So, things such as monster bait or not smooth movements, the other song, which I'm blanking on right now. There's a plus monster combat buff, and there's a plus monster passive, and dang it, I'm going to have to go look this up now. Because I'm blanking, and this annoys the crap out of me. because I must tell you this, because that will help as well. I'm looking. Come on. And, of course, the wiki's being slow right when I absolutely have to have it right then. Cantata of Confrontation. Yeah, that's the song. That's the song. Let's see here. That's food. There's equipment. And of course, it doesn't have the name of this ghost because I don't feel like. Let's see here. But yeah. Anything that will increase the combat percentages. This is Seal Clever one. Yeah, and I'm blanking on what it is. Maybe I just go look up Seal Clever. I hate when I do this. Because I can tell you all the non-combats. I'm used to doing the non-combats. Musk of the Moose. Musk of the Moose, level 14 Seal Clever. And Cantata of Confrontation. Those two things would happen well. And then you've also got some different, the monster bait and some other things that can do this well. And that, you know, more spiders, more spider webs. So. Let's see here. Pulverize, really that good in hardcore, or should I take Northern Exposure? I don't have any elemental protection. Pulverize is good if you have all the food abilities. Because then you can make yourself some high main. Once you get some nuggets, if you're a Postomancer or a Sorcerer. So, if you're planning on doing a lot of Mysticality-type runs, and you're going to have access to the walk, which means you got to do level 15 there as well, yeah, it's okay. But, Elemental Northern Exposure, that's a free pass from Elemental Sawsphere on the Icy Peak. So, 50-50 shot. Depends on what your plans are going to be on later on. Sailor Bowser, what is the most important AT skill to make permanent after Moxious Madrigal? I would go with Fat Loot or Polka Plenty, because those tends to be nice. Misnomer says, how much Moxie should I have to beat the monsters in the Sorceress's Tower and the Sorceress? I don't care how much Moxie you have. It doesn't matter. I could have 12 Moxie. And if I have the right things to beat the monsters in the tower, I can beat the monsters in the tower. For the Sorceress, low as possible. Zazor asks, is Way of the Sauce worth perming in hardcore? Way of the Sauce. Way of the Sauce. Why am I not? I'm not Way of the Sauce. I'm very much confused on what you're asking me about here. I'm not finding. Oh, the Way of Sauce. I'm like, allows you to use Scrum Delicious Solutions to make high mains. Well, again, if you want high mains, yes. Also allows you to make high end potions. So, again, here's my thoughts on this. There are some potions you can make without needing the Way of Sauce. And so, my thought on this is, by the time that you make a run that long, hopefully you've gotten a bunch of other skills before then, that you really won't have to have potions, because most potions, the ones that do boosting on your stats, really, after about 10-12 runs in hardcore, really don't become massively important. So, I'm going to say at some point wouldn't hurt, but early on, no. That would be my suggestion there. There's also the extra 2 reagents per day. Unless you're teetotaler and you need a 4th reagent for reagent food. Doesn't change my thoughts. Yes, it's good, but it's not going to be a necessarily early skill for you to get. Bahu, I've got superhuman cocktail crafting already. I'm doing Disco Bennett for the foreseeable future. Should I take mad looting skills for advanced cocktail crafting for this run? Advanced cocktail crafting. Because, see, superhuman cocktail crafting lets you make the spiffy stuff, but you can't summon any of the decorations that you might need. Advanced cocktail crafting allows you to deck to summon, and then you get to summon more because you have superhuman. So, yeah, get advanced cocktail crafting, then loop around and get mad looting skills. How Jag is? I like to play hardcore runs. My goal is to have all these skills hardcore perm, so I guess fast hardcore speed runs would be nice. Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. I do agree with you. Aurelius says, I've ascended a lot, and Naughty Sorceress is just way too easy for me. I'm about to fight her again. I was wondering if you have any solutions to make her harder to fight. You could take off the free suit. You could fight with the wand and nothing else. I know Merrick fought it naked with the wand once. You could put on like Moxie increasers. You could use no skills. You could use a crummy. You could use a stab bat as a familiar. I mean, basically, do all the things that you shouldn't do on the Naughty Sorceress and try to beat them that way. That would make them fun. Okay, guys, let me explain how this works. Superhuman cocktail crafting and the Way of Sauce and the level 15 Pastamancer skill expands the ability to summon 3 to 5. Meaning, if you can't summon them in the first place, you can't summon more of them. Make sense? So you have to be able to summon them first before you can summon more. Hopefully that makes sense. I'd like to know what exactly the best familiar to use when fighting the Naughty Sorceress, Lord Will 6969 asks. Well, let's see here. I love a dodecapede. Some people love the ninja pirate zombie robot. Some people swear by a mosquito or a potato. Some people swear by the ghost pick on a stick. I would say if you got a dodecapede, hands down the best one. MPZR or the ghost pick on a stick tend to be the two that most people like to bring. I'm still looking for more people to kind of throw me their thoughts on what type of play style they enjoy in game. I would like love to make that kind of a discussion type talk today. Come on. You know you want them. Stinger588 asks, what would be some good accessories for a Pastamancer to have? Well, the accessories that you can get out of the Pastamancery store, those are nice. If you're going to use a lot of spells, you want anything that will expand your spell damage. So, you know, the codex and things like that. That tends to be kind of good things to be able to do. Alright. So, I mean, pretty much focus on things that increase spell damage or might boost your moxie. Always good things to do. Alright, guys. So, I'm out of questions right now. I'm going to play a song, maybe two, if I get very few questions or discussion points. Again, I'm looking for how do you play this game? How do you play the game? Do you focus on speed time runs? Do you focus on ease of play? Do you focus on balance? Do you focus on getting certain items? Are you focusing on trophies? You know, throw some information at me here. I'm kind of curious to see what you guys are looking at. Teacher's Assistant is the account that you send your information to. Player number 1005959. Plus, also need to get a drink because my throat's starting to hurt. And, throw it to Teacher's Assistant. I'm getting so, like, dependent on it. I've had, like, a week and a half, and I'm already so dependent on it. So, no, don't put them in chat. Put them in chat. Justice1234 basically just told you how to do it in chat, in radio chat. If you're in another chat, and people are asking how to send questions to the radio, tell them. Send a message to 1005959. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Tiger Woods just won his 50th career tournament victory. Youngest ever to do so. Cool. Let's see here. Ways to play. Miss Gwen says, talk off the sweet nutcracker for the bitch. He hits every time. Nice combat familiar. Just kind of like the Ghost Pickle. Ghost Pickle also gives you that extra ability to weaken it from time to time. Nutcracker has also been one that a lot of people talk about. You know, really, there's no said perfect familiar to take. Everyone really has their preferences, and that's fine. I think it'd be cool one of these days to get like a big form and go, okay, you're going to represent those who like the shaman, and you're going to represent those who love the hobo, and you're going to represent... Just let them go at it. I mean, that'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool. Starker says, I ascend and collect stuff. And not ascend and farm nice things to get people on this account. Chibi Knight, my playstyle involves beefing up monster level and completing quests ASAP and throw as many grenades and crap as possible. Well, yeah, that's a military man for you. Nuke everything. Ding! Grenades. I don't know when the last time I used grenade was. I don't even know the last time I went after grenade was. Ash is stealing my playlist now. Hey, I think I was a DJ much longer than you were, FNG. Love ya. Moving on now, let's see here. What other discussion points here? G9 also says, usually I pull my quest stuff out of Hank so I don't even have to farm them so I can fight elsewhere. Usually I buy a bunch of canned air if I plan to do a speed run. Yeah, there's kind of this modified purchase plan that people will do. And if you look at some of the really fast runs, you know, with the ascension logs all over the place, you'll see there's certain items that they will buy, and there are certain items that they'll farm. And you know, I mean, rule of thumb on a speed run is you do the quest, and as soon as you can, go back to the area that gives you the most stat points where you're waiting to get to that next level. Let's see here. Moving on. Nutcracker is underrated. Nutcracker is perfect for pure damage. Let's see here. Moving on. I wish the owl did more damage. I don't use so many of my familiars. That's the thing. I'm so like just restricted and stuff. Nuke everything. Let's see here. Son of Becca says, as far as gameplay goes, I prefer trophy hunting and getting rare items through trade them all and earning meat via the MMG. You know, my whole feeling about the MMG, if you feel the need to lose 10 to 20 million, just lose it in a little message to me and I will find good places to use it for. But again, that's just me. Rickett asks, why don't I like Pulverize? Oh no, I like Pulverize. Why do you turn down extra turns in favor of saving a little meat at the peak? Well, now, I'm not saying that Pulverize is a bad skill, okay? It has a plethora of uses, because you've got the wads, and the powders, and the and the Nuggets, and they all do different things. What I'm saying is that I don't view it as a early skill to get when you're just trying to get a basic platform. I would say that Pulverize is probably, you know, a grouping two or grouping three skill. Yeah, it's important, but I don't think you drop everything else to get Pulverize immediately. Unless you've got the ability or you're, you know, to merge those powders and nuggets. So I'm not saying that Pulverize is a bad skill. It's a skill that I think at times for some people is underused. But then again, I think a lot of level 15 skills are underused. And what a lot of people are struggling with right now is, when do I get those high level skills? When do I, and that seems to be the question I get a lot, when do I not ascend at level 11 and go on to level 15, grab a skill, and move on? And I guess really my question, or my answer to that, is when you're comfortable. When you are comfortable with your skill set that, yes, I really do need that level 15 skill. When you're comfortable with what skills you have, and when you look at it versus some level 8 skill, or level 7 skill, and you go, I really need a level 7 too, then get to level 7. When you go, okay, I really need, based on what I'm looking at, I really need this skill, go get it. And it seems to be why a lot of people are asking about those level 15 skills, is when do I go get them? And that's true, Gleaves, is pointing out that when the smithing revamp comes out, Pulverize is going to get a lot more interesting. At that point, you may see a lot of people flying to get Pulverized. That is also very much true. I'm not hating on Pulverize. There are some skills I will hate on. Spirit of Rigatoni. I will hate on that one forever. It's so pointless. But, you know, I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying it shouldn't be like the first skill you get. Or maybe the 10th skill you get. You know, somewhere in that 10 to 20 range would be my spot. Chibi Knight says, I didn't see you online anyway. Use to complete the quest ASAP and use the downtime of game stats or trophy objectives. Usually beef up monster level and LTS it or plot hole grenade it to death. Sometime whiff so my NPZR heals me. All techniques I use. The familiar variant of stasis. There is the familiar variant, and then there is the numerous shield variant of stasis. And then there is the better version, which is a hybrid version. So, there you go. Lord Zuma, do you find any use for the Comma Chameleon? Yes, it allows you to play with familiars that you don't or can't have. Don't have a hand turkey? Well, find a pinky ring and let it eat it, and poof, you get a hand turkey for 30 turns, I think, and you get to see what it's like. You can, you know, get a 100-watt bulb and play with a dark jill-o-lantern. So, that's kind of what I've always wanted a leprechaun that attacks stuff. Isn't there one that I could have sworn that there was a familiar that was a leprechaun and attacked. It's your Dark Jill that increases stat gain and attacks enemy. So you're wanting meat drops and attacks enemy is basically what you're wanting. The attacking leprechaun is a hand turkey. So that's why I thought there was something. Yeah, attacks in these increases the meat gain for monsters. So, yeah, I could have sworn that one had already been done. Because then everybody starts screaming, oh my god, when are you going to get the item drop from the Jill combined with, or the stat gains from the Jill plus the, you know, I want a volleyball gravy fairy hybrid, and there, you know, then we got the shaman and everyone. I don't like it, it's not the way I like it. You know, and then you've got the Crimbo Elf, which was the fighter plus the item looter from a fairy, which is what I want, if I can ever find the money for it. To give me an elfling. Let's see here, the Yeti. You know, some of these older ones are kind of based on what you guys are saying. Yeti is fights or gives back MP like Starfish. So, you know, those early familiars were fighting plus something else. So yeah, the hand turkeys do the thing. Freeman says, I completely disagree, as a lot of familiars do the same sort of things, so gameplay-wise, it is useless, as there will always be a cheaper familiar that does the same thing. Yeah, I mean, with 50-something now familiars, you do have different variations, and so you have a lot of them that are just collectibles. You know, I frickin' want a elfling. Why? Because it's cute. Do I have something that's like an elfling? I mean, it's looting plus meat. Let me think. Or fighting plus meat. I mean, I have something which is... Or fighting plus items. I mean, I have items plus meat. That's cool. I have, you know, meat and... I really don't have a need for the Crimbo Elfling besides the fact that I want one. But that's just me. They really aren't that good, Ash J. Sleazy Gravy Fairy. I already have one. I just want a freaking Elfling. Just because... Does the drinking game include a role for when Ash makes stupid voices and or blur 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 noises? you know, and Adar is pointing out, and I knew this, the Jig said that the stat plus item familiar would be too powerful. That's why the shaman takes the MP, and that's right. I mean, that's why I was put in there. And everybody whined about it. Oh my god. This sucks. Blah 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 blah, you know. Let's see here. Anyway, back to the familiars. Back to any use for the common community, yes. Basically, so you can play with familiars you don't have. And you can control it. Unlike the Doppelshifter, which you really couldn't control, because it just randomly mutated to whatever it wanted to do. Oh, a stronger stab bat. Oh, dear God. Ricket, that's frightening. Nico, just tell them all to do a hardcore oxy with no skills like me. That'll shut them up fighting about softcore. and we can make it fun and make them a turtle tamer, too, on your first hardcore oxy run. Yes, I'm brutal. Let's see here. Tiny plastic Texas Kiwi. Okay, just one tiny. It's my Kaleversary on this account. Less than 3 ash. Aw. Sinead O'Callander, or Colander, nice name. Great show. I have a question. I see that the summon hardcore hilarious object skill is hardcore permanent, which I assume means you take it with you when you send hardcore. But does it apply to softcore as well? Thanks. Yes. If you have a skill hardcore permanized, it goes with you in any type of run. If you have something softcore permanized, is that a word? Permanized? Softcore permanized, permanented, permed, whatever. It only works in softcore runs. It does not apply to hardcore. So basically kind of think it as softcore step 1, hardcore step 2. Any skill you permanent works on that level or below. So softcore can't move up to hardcore, and hardcore can go down to softcore anytime it wishes. Ms. Quinn, explain stasis to me. I really don't get it. Do you just click on something but the fight button and hope that either your Kokobo, Mosquito, or MP0 will kill you? Well, that's kind of how it originally started. And then they say, well, now wait, we could have Starfish, and we could let the Starfish hit the monster and give me back magic points. And then it evolved into a full-blown stasis, which is you have habanero, jalapeno, sauce spheres, maybe astral shell, maybe an elemental sauce sphere if the monster gets elemental damage. And the idea here is get your moxie such that it's right at that level where a monster could hit you, could not hit you. And so you kind of don't kill the monster. You swing and miss. You try to use a joy buzzer. You do something else. And so what happens is, if you have a familiar that can hit it, it does, and it will give you back hit points or mana points. But then the monster every so often will hit you as well. And because it's going through all those shells, it's going to give you back hit points and mana points as well. Now, the people who use stasis, and I'm going to say I don't, okay, because I don't have the patience for it, basically say this is it's a very methodical and it's a focused, intense fight because you've got to balance your stats versus its stats. You've got to exactly know where you're at. Can you deal with more monster levels or not? And, you know, really, when you look at this, it's a way to use these spells to replenish your hit points and mana points without having to use the auto pool, which is really how a lot of the extremely fast hardcores do this, and this is how they fund their early spells early on in their life, because otherwise you wouldn't have the ability to, say, fund Antiphon or all of your familiar buffs very low, especially if you're not a mysticality class. So that's kind of the idea. I'm curious to see. Are you serious? Huh. LTS Synergy has a very nice page describing this whole format on the wiki. There is nothing on stasis in the wiki, which blows my mind. It has always been such a volatile point of contention in the forums and on the radio shows, yet no one has done a this is what it is and how it works, which I think makes all the intriguingly interesting arguments. So, yeah. Somebody who does wiki stuff, freaking write a page on stasis. Because it'll help you understand what stasis is. And of course, it's going to ask you, like, work this. I hate you! I typed in stasis! God bless America. Okay, there's a thing on stasis. Never mind. I know I typed in stasis. I know I did. Oh, I misspelled it. I'm an idiot. Okay, stasis. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. Stasis ready, go. I know Rickett does it a lot. Because Rickett pokes me and just goes, dude, stasis rocks! And I'm like, ah! Now Rickett's doing 3-day hardcore runs. Rickett, I got a question for you, since you would know you're one of the speed hardcore people. Who's the closest so far to getting the most, to getting all of the skills? Is it Kaween still? Who's closest to getting all the skills? Hardcore permanized. I like my word. Permanized. Dun dun dun. So, yeah. Freeman! No! Teacher's Assistant! 1005959. I'm gonna be like Jake. If you send it to the wrong spot, I'm not gonna answer it. Because otherwise I get way confused and I happen to just look at it. And it's like, oh. But I'm gonna answer this one, but no more. No more if you send it to the wrong account. Do you think there should be more familiar space on the moon status, as the crew is pretty much alone in that sense? For example, a familiar that increases item drops based on the moon phases. Well, you've got the Jekyll and Hyde belt, and you've got some of the Grimmicite items, and Baal that ebb and flow with the moon. There are still a lot of things that they could do with familiars, that being one of them, which would be cool. I still want to see a familiar that increases, say, monster level. I want to see a familiar that, say, increases combat or decreases combat percentages. I want to see a familiar that increases initiative but decreases damage. I want to see some familiars like the Shaman, which will give you something which by itself would break the game, but gives you a penalty. Just like the items in the Knob Lab, with the eye drops and the petting solution and things like that. I want to see more of that. I want to see more items that make you think. Make you go, okay, if I add this, I'm going to lose that. A thought. Okay, Weenlish. Let's see here. 6 times 15 times 16 is 96, plus 6 is 100, 102 plus 305. So 105 ascensions should get you all of these skills, but wait, 2 of them are by book, which means 103 ascensions to get all hardcore skills. So, if that question on, is there a hardcore permanent trophy? Congratulations for getting every skill in the game hardcore permanent. She'll know first. Because, like, there's not one for softcore. Because there's a buttload of us that have a character that have all the softcore skills, and there's no trophy for that. Even though somebody keeps going, hey, maybe there's a trophy if you have all the softcore skills permanented. Well, now, the question I was asking about Kayleen, because I know she has the most hardcore ascensions, but, you know, I didn't know if she was doing it by stat days, or if she was actually going skill to skill to skill, because that is kind of a different progression at times. Let's see here. Sailor Bowser asks, I'm not worried about speedruns just yet. I'm just worried about making my runs as fast as possible for me. So far, my fastest run is 10 days. Well, you know, if that's softcore, that's pretty bad. If that's hardcore, unless you really understand how stasis works and have a large skill set, 10 days is not bad for a hardcore, especially if it's a teetotaler, or even an, no, that'd be amazingly fast for an oxy. I think someone just got a 10-day hardcore oxy, which is pretty cool. You know, get more skills. It'll get better. It'll get better. You know, I can't really give you advice because you didn't give me anything specific that you're having problems with. So, you know, more info, better answer. Lord Zuma, I usually do a slow run in softcore because I'm trying to get all the trophies. As soon as I get all the attainable trophies with all the skills that I have permed, I will do a few speed runs. And that's not a bad idea. See, I kind of actually went in the backwards. Ash went and got my basic skill set, and then I went and took him to do a bunch of the hardcore trophies and items, and then I took him for the Oxy Loop, and then I took him softcore to get some trophies and tattoos, and now I'm eating choking down brownies. I am doing a teat run now, starting today, to prepare myself for a hardcore teat run for the last hardcore trophy that I have. And then I'll have every trophy once, except for the two that shall not be named. Which is pretty cool. Miss Gwyn, I still don't get it, but I don't use it, so there you go. And Miss Gwyn, that's kind of my thing. You know, I understand it, but not well enough to be good at it. So, I don't really care. Permanizord. Oh my god. Gleebs, I'm ordering out for dinner. What should I get? Food? Food is good. Unless the delivery girl's cute, then maybe you should get something else. Just don't get an STD. Protein Nix S, I'm an Postomancer. About to ascend, but I don't have any... I don't plan on doing a hardcore anytime soon, but maybe a path run. What skill should I take? Okay, if you're softcore, then you can buy food. If you plan on making your own food, and this is kind of your choice, if you plan on making your own food, get Pasta Mastery. If you're not planning on buying your own food, you're planning on making your own food, but you're going to buy it a lot, then go with Leash and Linguini. It really depends on your playstyle there. Most early type people want to know. You know, basically, do they want to make their own food or not? And that's your big question there. Okay, and the Newbie Express has started up again. That one guy, where can I get tires? At the tire store. Good Maria wants to know if you like the TV show Charmed. I'm sorry, I don't watch that show. So I'm going to have to say no. Lord Zuma asks, but the Comic Chameleon is useless in hardcore, correct? Well, I wouldn't say useless, because, you know, if you don't have a good, you know, stat-boosting familiar, well, you know, go snag you some, a sharpening stone, and poof, you have a Cheshire Bat for 30 rounds. But you're in hardcore, so you can't get it. Comic Chameleon useless in hardcore. Well, let's see here. You have to get items you don't already have access to. Yeah, that might be a problem. I don't think the familiar equipment's zappable. I don't think. Let me think here. Yeah, that would kind of suck because you couldn't get anything new. Okay, remember, if you have a question, you can send it to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. But Chibi Knight, if you don't have the familiar to get that item, you can't get that item, which is the item you'd need for the Comic Chameleon so that it could be eaten. Now, let's say you pulled in with... you know, if you have like a level 1 item, okay, if you have a level 1 familiar, you could go snag an item to make a level 20 copy of it. Let's see here. Groblax says, Dark X wants to know your opinion on Kingdom Hearts. Good game. What are the cheapest drinks to make? Suppose the chameleon maybe gets items on the 5th and 10th battle as well. Interesting. That would be interesting. So you might get more items. I cannot confirm or deny that, so... Cheapest drinks to make... I would have to say... Shot of Schnapps, because you need fruit... and fermenting powder. Those are both pretty cheap. Do intrinsic effects have any real effect? Yes. What does untouchable mean? I can't touch you. Who likes pepperoni? Corvox, why do you find the most delusional questions from newbie ever? Why do you do this to me? Aquanet, what is a good one-handed weapon to use when fighting the naughty sorceress? Stainless steel shillelagh. Assuming you already have the other important weapon in your other hand. Mr. Din 42, my playstyle is sort of laid back. I like speed only because I'm consistently looking forward to the next run. I do stick with softcore just because I'm used to it. My style will change if I have huge amounts of meat or not, i.e. hit the gift shop. My skill set is all over the place, but looking at it, anyone can see I prefer the muscle class overall. I also have a solid chunk of missed spells and boosters. Basically, I like to keep my options open. Cool. My two cents, I like the NPZR for naughty sorceress killing. The sun attack with an occasional healing I find helpful. A question, I've been only using volleyball and sombrero on my runs, but it helped my soft core runs if I tried to micromanage my pets. Well, let me see here. That's really, like I said, you have the people who say, use the shaman, you have the people who say, use the hobo, you have the people who say, oh my god, use your sombrero, you have the people who say, use your Cheshire bat, or the cymbal-playing monkey, and that is a personal type preference. I have not really seen a dramatic difference from any of them. It all focuses on your playstyle. There's not one that's just dramatically do stuff. And it starts to low for one-handed item as well. And again, if you don't like the emoji, just send me your money and I'll take care of it. P.S. I never usually work on Sundays, so I haven't until now been able to inflict the state of the kingdom into the unwatched matches. It's been really entertaining. Hello to people listening to me in a radio store, or in a store on the radio and stuff. This is about a game called Kingdom of Loathing. Blame the people who work there for the enjoyment that you get to listen to today. Stinger588 says, I'm about ready to fight the Naughty Sorceress for the first time. I'm a Pasta Master with 283 mysticality. What kind of weapons do you think I should use to make the fight easy for me? Oh, there's a single weapon you need to have. And you've been getting it piece by piece by piece. You know, think of a nice little song by the Jackson 5. Might give you a little pointer there on what you need to do. And, anagram to your friend. But, yeah, there's a specific weapon you have to have. But now for your items and your equipment, you know, boost your spells, lower your moxie. So a furry suit, and then anything that will boost your spells. Let's see here. Scroll down. Starkers asks, I had a simple playing monkey donated to my prize multi today. Ooh, what sort of contest should I run to give it away? You know, Starkers, I don't think you have very many bumps. You should do a bump contest, or maybe you could do, like, a poetry contest, or just something delusional to make them interested in your show. Because, you know, that's the thing about us DJs on Radio KRL. We're all delusional in our own unique way. And you know, it's all fun. Son of Beckett, can you use the Comic Chameleon in the Naughty Sorceress Tower? Well, you can use it in the tower, just not the chamber. Pudding Man, should I risk keeping my children's mule of the damned or sell it while I can? Sell! People freaked out when that picture showed up, when they did the icon. Everyone's like, oh my god, we're all gonna die. Offload them quick. And then nothing happened, and I laughed. Freeman says, the Comic Chameleon produces random familiar equipment from the arena, so it's possible to get the items in hardcore. There you go, there's a use. Okay, I'm out of questions again. Tisk, tisk. And I'm going to play a song. Little Blues Brothers for you. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. You know, I always go back and watch that movie, and it always just blows me away. The cast that they got for that movie, it blows me away. Alright, Comic Chameleon. Every 5 wins, you will receive a random piece of familiar equipment. This includes equipment that Suzy does not normally give out, such as miniature cartons of cloves, cigarettes, etc., as well as the gift items such as pet rocks and nudie disguises. This does not include Mr. Story equipment, such as the lucky Tam O'Shanters, whatever, or pairs of wax lips. Familiar cannot be used to battle the Sorceress Familiar, cannot be used in place of Star Starfish, and cannot be used as an Elemental Gravy Fairy to enter a Spooky Gravy Barrel. It is not exactly 30 adventures, it's somewhere between 30 and 38. Okay? So, Hardcore, yes, now it got better. Okay, Risby Roan, yay, questions. Just please make sure that you send them to Teacher's Assistant. Have a new change. 100-5959. I'm just kind of, you know, everybody's getting used to it, so I've got to kind of tell everybody to modify where you're sending your questions to. But I will answer today because, like, I'm all nice in that, so. It's frequently suggested that the spare time from level 8 to level 10 should be spent farming the peak. However, as a mid-level 8 TT, I cannot even hit the Yetis. What am I missing? You're missing Lunging, Thrustmach, and Eye of the Stoat. Honestly, that's what you're missing. If you have LTS and Eye of the Stoat, then you're fine, regardless of what class you're in, and using some damage boosters. So what I would say probably you might want to do is increase your muscle. Blood O' the Whale Seal is a great thing to do, and right now it would give you a wash, but tomorrow it'll be hot. Moving on. You can get blood. Blood's good. Squin sent me a funny question. Oh, Lord. Again, questions to 100-5959. Please, because I have a whole list in the way I work on it. I've been using my MP0R for killing the Naughty Sorceress. What poundage would you recommend I put it at? Keep in mind that I can't go lower than 6 because I have Amphibian Sympathy Hardcore permanent. I would go, if you're hardcore, level 6 is good. That's the level 11 if you have the familiar item, if you're softcore. If you're hardcore, level 6. I really don't see a reason to boost it up. It's there to help. And especially if you're going for a speed run, you're trying to send a certain day, a few pounds here and there aren't going to help you dramatically more. I mean, well, you could maybe spend like 2 turns in the arena, get a couple more levels, and go on from there, but it's not going to be dramatically important. The Club Horror, where should I farm? I already used the still, have enough booze and fixing for the booze, so where? I'm confused. If you have the booze, and you have the fixing for the booze, what are you farming for? Are you farming for meat? Are you farming for more booze and booze stuff? I need clarity, because I am confused. Clarity, come help! WIT-W4, hi, I've never actually ascended before because I have a large stash of random junk in me that I don't want to lose. I remain in the dark about what exactly happens during ascension and want to know if I ever have access to my stuff ever again, and what does this Ronin think? Thanks. Alright, Ronin. Now, if you go to the right side of the tracks, you see this night burnt down husk at a store called Hank's Storage and Ancestral Storage and whatever? Everything you own right now goes to Hank's. Okay? And Ronin is a 600-turn time frame that if you are inside that Ronin, you can't go withdraw everything. You're limited in how many items you can pull each day. If you're hardcore, you can't pull anything out of Hank's until you free the king. So ascend and pull the things you need, like good food or certain weapons or accessories. You'll get it all back. It's not going to vanish. Trust me. If everything vanished when you just, you know, left and ascended, no one would ascend because everybody would be pissy about it. So, don't worry. It's going to stay. It's going to be there. It's just not going to be where you can get to it through the Ronin stage. Like I said, you can get certain pieces of it. So many per day, but not all of it. Let's see here. Ick? How would you pronounce my player name? Ick? Anyway. Freeman asks, what is the real difference in the way the sombrero and volleyball work and which do you prefer? Okay. The volleyball is a linear type function where every pound you get is 0.5 of a stat point added on to the monster. The sombrero is some type of exponential logistic. It goes off of how many monster levels they have, not the level of the familiar like the volleyball does. Which one do I prefer? I prefer my Mr. Store to Mr. A Familiars, which gives me not only meat, but stats. I feel, you know, like I said, I've done my softcore with my familiar, with my Sombrero, and I've done the, cymbal playing monkey, and I've not seen a dramatic amount of stuff. Level is 0.25. I said 0.25. I did. I promised. 0.25. Four levels of volleyball gives you a single stat point. Do you think the gift shop will be nerfed before NS13? No, I think it will be nerfed with NS13. A lot of people has this granted that Jik is going to hose everyone in small increments before fixing things. And he said, no, it's all going to happen at once. We're changing the game sufficiently that we're freezing the leaderboards, because the way the game is going to run is going to change sufficiently enough the leaderboards are going to be incompatible. But people are still whining because they want their other way, which is faster. Well, yeah, but there's new stuff coming in. The game's going to change, and that's going to be part of it. Click, click, drink, click, drink, click. Shit. Click. Whoops. I've been told that between the backup scripts that they now run, plus understanding with the hosting, that something like that really can't happen again. Hawksmore, which is a better skill to go on for my first hardcore run, Pasta Master or Sauce Cracker? I want these two as my first couple of hardcore skills. I know Pasta Mastery will provide more turns, but I'm concerned about survivability above the Beanstalk. I did Pasta Mastery first. I went PM first, then I went Sorcerer second. What I had to do, basically, was do massive spell damage. Massive, 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 massive spell damage. And I realized that I just kind of had to hit it, take my one shot, hit it again, kill it. And it really became bad on certain monsters, like the Mechamech, or the Alphabet Giant, or anything in the hole in the sky. Now, that being said, yes, the Sauce Craft will give you potions and allow you to survive in certain areas, but that first run is going to be so much longer. And you have to realize that a first-time hardcore run is going to be longer. I'm not answering that, Freeman, because I've already asked three times where to put it. It's going to be longer just because you don't have any skill sets. And, you know, so I'm saying be patient when you start out hardcore. Just be patient. It'll get faster eventually. Freeman, does Jack contact you if your custom avatar form has been accepted, or only if it hasn't? You know it's been accepted because people start going, oh my god, cool avatar, and your avatar has changed. And that's thus you know. Your first hardcore run is not going to be 3 days, really. I mean, Ricket's first hardcore run was 23 days, okay? My first hardcore run was 39. I think I was gone for like a week of that. Yeah, it was in July. So, it's going to take time. You know, let's see. Let's look at Kay Wheat, because she does Uber. Who is Kay Wheat? Oh, of course I misspelled it. Let's try this again. Two A's. Kay Wheat's first hardcore run, 16 days. So, I mean, it's not going to go fast, okay? And then if you're trophy hunting and stuff, then you can take longer. Let's Scroll down. Hapless could be a little bit late today, which is why I haven't said she's checked in yet, so... Hopefully Apple shows up soon. I'll check out to see if you have any tips for getting lots of meat, aside from farming the peak every day. There's a page on the KOL Wiki called Dressing for Success. If you do a search on Dressing for Success in the search bar, you'll get to it. And it has different levels of items and skill sets and buffs to use. And, you know, I love that page, because it's a great page. It's a good reference for me. Novadu 32023. Hey, kind of off topic, but can monster level raising items, like the stainless steel scarf, have the same effect as the Canadian mind control device as far as high level boss item drops? No. Because it's based on the mind control device setting, not the monster level of the monster. It's literally what the... That's where it triggers, is the MCD setting, not the plus ML number tacked on by your item. So it comes off the MCD. So, no. How long must a player have played for you not to class them as a noob? OOB. As I still think I am one. Well, there's a difference between a NOOB and an NEWB. Okay? NEWB basically means you're kind of new and you're learning things and you're asking good questions and you're not basically making a pain of yourself. And NOOB are the ones that come into radio chat and don't spell correctly, and are rude, and are morons, and tell me that I'm gay because I banned them for asking about contests through three different accounts. And if you don't understand what I mean between a noob and a noob, go to newbie. All the ones that annoy the crap out of you, those are N-O-O-Bs. The NEWBs are the ones who are asking questions, say, in radio, or asking intelligent questions in newbie, or asking intelligent questions in normal or hardcore. There's a different difference. Okay. Joe Bob puts it this way. Noobs are incurable asshats. Noobs are new players. Alright? I had like 46 plus monster level on CCW. That was fun. Try 108. Then you cry. Which I just like, dude. I don't know how you extreme softcore speedrunners do this, because I'm using all these spells and having two hockey sticks and a scarf and some other stuff, and I'm getting butt raped. Whereas you guys are like, three hockey sticks, Urkels, MCD.
La da 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 da.
I'm like, god damn it. You have more patience than I. Yes, I had a friend who let me borrow two hockey sticks. it was fun. Boy, I wish a Haplo would show up soon. I think the market for buffs has disappeared since Ascension or not. I think the market for buffs really quit when the buff bots came out. I really think that's what stopped it. Freeman points out, I haven't been a newbie in 2 years and I'm not starting now. Look, if you find ways to get yourself banned in newbie, that's a sign. Grow the hell up. Hey, does this rag smell like chloroform to you? Oh. Oh, Lord. Um, I am going to play a song. I'm going to see if I can't find me a haplo. But I think at this point, Lazima has a dramatically interesting question. I may just kind of go to music because Wombat's recording is going to end pretty soon. So I'm moving on and going to play music. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.